With 90% of the state of Oklahoma in extreme to exceptional drought, a lot of folks are starting to think in this second year of drought in a row, maybe it's going to be like the 50s, or worse yet, maybe like the 30s. We have about 5 years of drought, heavy drought in the 50s, upwards of 10 years of drought in the 30s. How do we deal with that on a long-term basis if that does come about? Talking today with Clay Pope, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Association of Conservation Districts. We're really seeing this drought kind of grip onto us once again, extreme to exceptional drought across a large part of the state. Not a lot of prospects as we go into the winter for a lot of moisture at this point anyway. What is the strategy? In other words, you know, we might be looking at the 1950s all over. That's what a lot of people are talking about more and more. How do we make sure, from your angle as an executive at the Oklahoma Association of Conservation Districts, that we come through this thing relatively intact?
Well, you know, the first thing that I would say that we need to do is pass the Farm Bill. The tools that we need to make sure that we're helping agriculture producers, that landowners have the resources they need to protect the soil and water and air for all of us, is in that conservation title of the Farm Bill. So we need to pass the Farm Bill. You know, you look at the work that Congressman Lucas has done, that Chairwoman Stabenow have done. They've done great work, and they've got a great conservation title. The challenge has been in the House. Hopefully that's moving forward. But again, you know, we'll see how that goes between now and the end of the year. In Oklahoma, I think we need to be looking seriously about doing a drought package. I really believe that. Additional cost share dollars, not just to address soil conservation, but also to help with livestock water. You know, one of the things that I think is desperately needed is making sure that we have ways to provide water for livestock. We've seen what this has done so far to our cattle herd in Oklahoma, and that's only going to get worse. Water is a key that we've got to make sure that we're working on. Repairing pastures, trying to reseed pastures that have been damaged by the drought. Providing a little bit of assistance in hauling hay. There's a lot of things like that that I think we need to be looking at the state level. From a personal level as producers, I think we also need to be sitting down looking at our crop insurance policies. You know, what do we need to do? Let's say, God forbid, we don't get any moisture or any sizable moisture between now and, say, New Year's Day. Wheat's going backward. You start seeing some – or wheat that hasn't emerged doesn't come up. We've got fields that are bare. They start to blow. What do our policies say if we want to go out there with a harrow and rough it up to try to keep it from blowing? You know, how do we get a waiver on that so that we don't fall out of compliance with our crop insurance policy? What do we need to be doing about that? Maybe even looking forward, I hope we don't see another year of this, but if we see another year of it, you know, what are the provisions as far as preventing planting for drought? Let's say we go into next fall with a situation like we saw last year. Do we need to look at that about maybe doing some things that's a little bit different in our cropping rotation and some other stuff? Those are some questions that we need to be thinking about. And then going into the spring, where it's hard to predict the weather. You don't know what's going to happen between now and then. But if it is dry again, you know, things that don't disturb as much soil, what can we do to maintain as much residue as we can on the ground so that we don't see the dirt start blowing? That's some challenges that I think we've got in front of us. Luckily, conservation tillage is the norm in Oklahoma. We would like to see a little bit more no-till, obviously, and that's something that we're going to continue to push, no-till and strip-till. But I think we need to think before we plow. We need to look and see what tools that we have. Our policymakers need to make sure that those tools are available and then work together that they're properly implemented so that we can get through this tough time.
Clay Pope with the Oklahoma Association of Conservation Districts on the Oklahoma Farm Report. I'm Ron Hayes.